Tonight's subject is power. I do not mean the power of Caesar. I'm speaking tonight of the power of God. For here in this world of Caesar, I think all nations would admit that this land of ours is by far the greatest power in the world of Caesar. Economic power, military power. And here we are against a tenth-rate nation and find in our hands the longest war in our history. We say we have an objective and that we have the means to achieve it. But we are unwilling to use the means that we have. We'll then modify the objective to fit the means that we are willing to use. That belongs to the world of Caesar. If we do not modify the objective to fit the means we are willing to use, well then cut bait and forget it, and forget the so-called saving face. But I'm not speaking of that kind of a power. I'm speaking of the power of God, which is called in Scripture Jesus Christ. Paul defines Christ as the power of God and the wisdom of God. Here we find wisdom and power exalted and personalized as God's companion in the creation of the world. That power is your own wonderful human imagination. That's the power of God. That is Christ, as far as I am concerned, that is Jesus Christ of the Scriptures. Now tonight, we're talking just about this power. The earliest gospel is Mark, and the first words you find on the lips of this power, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. Now the word repent, as we use it in the world, is not what Scripture means. When they use it here, we mean to feel remorse, regret. That has nothing to do with the word repent. It's the Greek metanoia, a radical but radical change of attitude, a radical change of mind. Can I see an objective and then everything tells me that, well, I can't realize it? Well, do I have the power to realize an objective? I tell you, we have. We have the power. For what is the deeper meaning of power but effectiveness in achieving one's purpose in life? Well, so I have a purpose. Do I have the power? I tell everyone, yes. You can imagine the end, can't you? Can you imagine what it would be like if it were true? Can you feel what it would be like if it were true? Well, then that's the power. Now, can you be persistent in it? Can you remain faithful to that end as though it were true? Now, I don't care what the objective is. You have the power to achieve it if you know this power is the power of Christ. For all things are possible to him. He's personified in Scripture. Let us go back and see how they first personify him. You'll read it in the 8th chapter of the book of Proverbs, the 22nd verse through to the end, the 36th verse. And these are the words, God possessed me in the beginning of his way, the very first of his acts of old. One translation has it, he created me, but that's not a good translation. I can't say I create my capacity to think, I can develop it, but it was with me in the beginning. I can say that I created my capacity to imagine, it was with me. I may not imagine correctly, but it was with me. So God possessed me in the beginning of his way, the very first of his acts of old. Before he brought forth the universe, before he laid out the foundations of the earth, I was beside him like a little child. I was daily his delight, rejoicing before him always, delighting in his inhabited world. Now, my sons, listen to me. He who finds me finds life and obtains favor from the Lord. But he who misses me injures himself. All who hate me love death. You'll read these words in the 8th of Proverbs. Here he is personalized as a little child, God's companion in the creation of the world. When you read it, it doesn't make sense. But I tell you from my own personal experience, having practiced the art of repentance and having experienced the birth from above with the little child, I know exactly what the prophet meant when he was inspired to write those words. One day you will encounter this creative power in you, personified as a little child. The whole vast world has completely misunderstood it and think it's a little child wrapped in swaddling clothes that was found by the shepherds 2,000 years ago. That's a sign of the birth in men of the creative power of God. So God is actually bringing forth his creative power in man. And when it's brought to birth in man, pardon me, so that man actually becomes part of the creative power of the universe, the sign of his birth, the sign of his awareness of it, is that of a little child. So here, I was like him. I was beside him like a little child when he brought forth the universe. So in everyone, in bringing me forth as part of the creative power of the universe, then the sign of my arriving at that point is symbolized in that of a little child.
People ask me all the time, Brendan, do you meditate? And the answer is yes.
By the time police arrive on a crime scene, they could have little to go on.